A hospital official in North Carolina has confirmed that state's first death from a vaping-related lung injury. It would bring the total number of deaths across the country to at least 13. The ongoing public health emergency is destabilizing the e-cigarette industry. The CEO of Juul abruptly resigned Wednesday and was replaced by an executive with more than two decades of experience in the tobacco industry. It's Friday, so let's hear from Mike Regan. He's senior editor for Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Peter.
And what does the shakeup at Juul, which is the country's most prominent e-cigarette maker, say about the turmoil that the upstart industry is facing?
I mean, I don't think it's much of an exaggeration to say this is, you know, close to an existential crisis for this industry, meaning that, you know, the whole industry could possibly get wiped out. Mm. And there's two main reasons, I think. One is obviously everyone has long known that smoking cigarettes can kill you, but the process takes years, decades. The suddenness of these illnesses and deaths is very alarming. The CDC says something like 38% of the cases they've looked at involve people under the age of 21. And so the numbers are nowhere near as alarming as the sickness and death from smoking, but that suddenness and the youthfulness of the people getting sick is a big concern. And the other big issue, I think, is that they haven't yet been able to identify the products responsible. Mm-hmm. Some people are vaping, you know, nicotine products. Some are vaping THC products. And they just can't quite figure out where the problem lies. So they can't just sort of recall one or two products. And as a result, there's just suspicion on the entire industry until they figure that out.
Right. So this new CEO at Juul, Casey Crothwaite, who came from Altria, the tobacco maker of Marlboro, has a huge job ahead of him because not only are there new state and federal regulations that he's going to be staring down, there's this evidence, as you say, that vaping is now dangerous as well. But what does it say, Mike, that he comes from big tobacco?
Yeah, I think it's clear Juul is had to shift its strategy very quickly from one that was looking at sort of growing the business to one that now has to defend the business. And as you say, this new CEO has more than two decades in tobacco. He was the head of the Marlboro brand at Altria. So he's used to sort of fighting those regulatory battles. One really interesting thing about him, too, I think, is that he's on the board of a Canadian company called Cronos Group, which Altria has invested in heavily. That's actually a cannabis company. So I think there'll be a lot of speculation that should they be able to identify what's causing these illnesses, that maybe Juul will start to look at that cannabis industry as well.
Well, two tobacco giants, Altria, which has a significant stake in Juul, by the way, and Philip Morris called off a potential merger this week, another big headline in the industry. Both of these companies clearly saw Juul as a threat to the tobacco industry. How does that failed merger fit in? Does it fit into any of the uncertainty in the vaping business?
My colleagues here at Bloomberg are reporting that it played a big role in this merger being called off. As you said, Altria owns a big chunk of Juul to the tune of almost a $13 billion investment they made last year. So right now the value of that investment is kind of anybody's guess because of all this uncertainty in the vaping industry. So it's kind of natural that this merger would get called off as a result.
That's Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Good to speak with you as always.
Thanks, Peter.